How did it feel in the court?
Yesterday or last week?
Overall, what was it like, the experience?
It was very tough.
Yeah.
It was very draining. Especially last Monday, we gave our victim impact statements and all the evidence was heard. And we actually didn't go in for each other's evidence because we weren't able for it.
What did you say in your statement to him or to the court?
My victim impact statement?
Yeah.
I told him that he left. I spoke of how I had a scar from a burn in my arm when I was 4 and that the scar that he left me resembled that scar. But the scar that I have, I can only see, but the scar that he left, I'll feel for the rest of my life. And that there's no words that will ever describe the hurt that he has caused our family.
Did you look at him when you were saying it?
He was behind us when we were in the box. He was sitting. He was behind us. He was looking at us, but we couldn't see him.
Mm.
We had to walk past him. But he didn't show any. No emotion or nothing. He didn't even pretend to be sorry.
And what did you think of the sentence?
We're happy with the sentence. Well, I suppose in any case in Ireland, 15 years is the maximum sentence anyway.
Mm.
And we hoped that's what he would get, but we didn't want to ever let ourselves believe that in case we would be disappointed, but we weren't disappointed.
Not that him saying sorry to you would heal your pain, but
no.
Would it have made a difference if you'd have heard something from him that resembled?
We thought at least he would have tried, but to be honest, even if he had, we wouldn't have believed it, not the way he's carried on this last 3 years, like, because he would just look at us and, you know, he never put his head down at all, like, so, you know, we wouldn't have believed he was sorry anyway, because we don't believe he's sorry. I don't think. He didn't even try, like, but it wouldn't have made any difference to us anyway at this stage. We have justice now, and that's what we wanted. It's been a long 3.5 years, but after yesterday, we're hoping we can just move on now. We've got closure, and we would hope maybe after yesterday it would help other people as well that's in the same situation, that they could... Anybody who's in this situation should speak out and get that darkness out of their life because it won't go away. We thought ours would go away, but it doesn't go away. This just helps it. But anybody out there listening today that's affected by this should definitely speak. It lifts a lot, even from making that first statement. It made a lot of difference to people. Because it was the first time they ever told what really happened.
We're getting a lot of calls from people who know you, your family, and are saying wonderful things about you as people and how good you are and how sorry they are.
We have a lot of good neighbours and good friends, and we would, on behalf of all our family, I would like to thank them all for their support. They've been there for us and have been there from day one. And believed us from day one. There was a minority that didn't, but we never worried about them because we knew the truth, and the people that knew us well knew the truth. It had been suggested we were doing it for land and money, but we didn't want no land or no money. We were doing it because we wanted justice for what was done.
I would also
like to, if I could, give a special thank you to Detective Bosco Gallagher in Milford. Only for him, we would never have made it to where we did yesterday. He was absolutely amazing. He was there day or night, no matter when we needed him. He was at the other end of the phone. He took us through everything. He was an absolutely brilliant man.
And that process,
for him, it was...
He made the process easier than it could have been.
Oh, definitely.
Mm.
Bosco done everything he could. He was there. Plus the guards and Fulcara as well. Like, I mean, if we ever needed them, they were always there as well, like Martin Rochford, Eamon Gallagher, but Bosco was the main man on the case, like, and put it all together, and it wasn't easy. It was a very hard case to put together because there was so many people involved and so much detail, but he done it very well.
You went to Martin Ridge initially, didn't you?
My brother spoke to Martin Ridge the very first time. Yeah, Martin put him in contact with Bosco Gallagher.
Yeah. God bless Heather and all the other victims. And I know Heather's not your real name. We're doing this to try and protect, to some extent, your anonymity, although I know it's hard. God bless Heather and all the other victims involved in this horrendous situation. And another caller says, this woman must be commended for her strength to discuss this on our local radio. By talking about this on radio, you may help others suffering the same. I wish you and your family the very best in the future. Thank you for sharing your pain with us. It can only help others. Be strong.
Yeah,
Take care.
That's what I would be hoping, that other people in this situation could bring themselves forward and get help, get it out there, because these people shouldn't get away with what they're doing.
I feel so sorry for those children. I can't help my eyes filling up for taking away their childhood. An animal wouldn't do it. Do you feel he did take your childhood away?
He did, yeah. A lot of them. A definite 7 and possibly more. Without a doubt. It's the destruction that's done is unbelievable. You couldn't, there is no words that could describe the destruction that man has done. And that's the truth.
Has it helped talking to each other?
We've been there for each other throughout. And even the two people in Dublin, like, we all stuck together throughout the whole thing and, you know, helped each other, like, and just hoping now that they can move on and get on with their lives just and leave it behind now as best we can. That's what we want to do.